Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Even though there is symbolism and figurative language in the Bible, we must interpret God's word literally. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I think then this demands that we discuss what we mean when we're talking about interpreting the Bible literally, which I think may well be confusing to some people since there's a lot of symbolism and figurative language in the Bible.
Well, that's true. There is a lot of symbolism, but the key to this is what we talk about quite frequently on this program, and that is we use what we call a literal grammatical historical hermeneutic. And what that means is that when we come to interpret the Bible, the principles that we use to interpret the Bible, we take the Bible at face value, we interpret it in a normal way, the way we would any other piece of literature. Words have meanings, and we understand them in their normal sense, and we understand the meaning of those words in that normal sense from the context. So even when it comes to symbolism and figurative language, we understand that behind the figurative language and symbols, there is a literal reality that God is trying to communicate, and it's tied directly to the text. And we understand from that context what the symbol is, whether it's symbolic or not, and frequently what that symbol means. Let me give you a couple of examples. For example, in Isaiah 55, we read that the trees of the field will clap their hands. Now, we know that trees don't clap their hands or shout for joy, so we understand that that is symbolic language, but there's a literal meaning behind that, and that is that all creation understands the glory of God from that. When Jesus spoke of himself as being the bread of life, we don't think that Jesus is a loaf of baked bread, but we understand that he is the source of all life, both physical and spiritual. That's a literal meaning. And then an example like from Revelation 20, where John sees in his vision the dragon. Well, that's obviously figurative language, but then John explains what he means by that, and he says that this is the devil of old, the serpent, and who is Satan. So the context always tells us what that means. So we take the Bible literally, meaning we take it normally and understand it from its context.
David James and the principle of interpreting the Word of God literally. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A literal interpretation of the Bible is key to our understanding of His plan for humankind on the earth, and especially the Christian believers. God uses symbols in the Bible and even figurative language to communicate to each of us. All of God's Word is God-breathed and is so profitable for each and every one of us. In our study of Bible prophecy, it is essential that we interpret the Bible literally so that we can know His plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...